this is, why don't we just go around the table, and we'll start over on this side, and just tell me your character name and what they look like, and what their race and class are. Start with you. Okay.
My character's name is Bane the Wanderer. They're a Goliath, is for their race, and a barbarian for their class. They are an urban bounty hunter. Mm. And what else?
Just what do they look like?
Oh. So Bane is non-gender specific, so.
Non-binary?
Yep. Non-binary. So they just go by Bane. They have dreadlocks. They're very tall, very big. They're about 7.5 feet tall, 300 pounds. Pretty strong, but not necessarily, muscly. They wear a lot of furs and animal pieces, skeletons, things like that.
Cool. Furioso?
I'm Furioso Montenegro, the master of disguise. I'm a human bard. Middle-ish aged. An actor by trade.
None of us can relate to the middle-ish aged.
No. Actor by trade. He wears sort of a... no facial hair. Because it gets in the way of all of the disguises you see. And he's got like some... what was once clearly some costume armor that's been reinforced to make it actual leather armor. And he's otherwise dressed as like a nice, got some shabby but nice clothes.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Baswana?
Sorry. Thought I had another minute. So my character's name's Baswana. She looks human. But she has a connection to, a spirit called Quarry. They're pretty alien because they're from the, realm of, the plane of dreams. She's got a very angular face and, she's very much dressed like, Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
So lots of scarves.
Scarves, some beads in the hair. She is a pirate.
So she's a drunken walk.
Not yet. I've decided not to go with the drunken walk yet. We'll see. We'll see how the campaign goes. Maybe I'll need to start a drinking problem.
My character name is Kurai. He's a tiefling wizard with purple skin and green eyes and black-gray hair. I can just kind of choose clothes?
Yeah.
He's wearing a black robe.
Thanks. How long, like, what kind of hair, like, hairstyle does he have? Is it long or short?
It's long hair, I think. Long hair. Open.
Kind of long. What was his name?
Kurai.
Kurai?
It's spelled, I've got the character.
K-Y-R-A. Oh, you've got him there.
Mm-hmm. K-Y-R-A.
Okay.
K-Y-R-A-I.
Mm-hmm. Are they in, like...
Kurai.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. I never eat Cheetos, and then I do, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, right?
And then, like, the next day when you have that, like, day-old Cheeto breath, you're just like, oh, that's why. That's why I don't do
that's
that.
Why I makes never eat them, yep.
Cool Ranch Dorito.
Bro. Yeah. AKA the best of the Dorito breaths. Alright.
Okay, my character's name is Jara Kameno. She's a ranger, a half-elf. Kind of, really young. Mm. 22, so pretty green.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of tall, so I said 5'10", that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5'10". Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Green, yellow eyes, light skin, lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Purple hair, short, shaggy looking, so,
mm-hmm.
You know. Clothing, yeah. Well, I think it's light leather armor, if you can imagine for a ranger. Kind of a flower chain growing. Mm. So, yeah.
Cool. Alright, so let me tell you a little bit about where you're at. Nestled in the rocky foothills of the snow-capped Sword Mountains is the mining town of Phandalin, which consists of 40 or 50 simple log buildings. Crumbled stone ruins surround the newer houses and shops, showing how this must have been a much larger town in centuries past. Phandalin's residents are quiet, hard-working folk who come from distant cities to eke out a life amid the harsh wilderness. They are farmers, stonecutters, blacksmiths, traders, prospectors, and children. The town has no walls and no garrison, but most of the adults keep weapons within easy reach in case the need for arms should arise. Visitors are welcome here, particularly if they have coin to spend or news to share. The Stonehill Inn at the center of town offers modest lodgings and meals. A couple of doors down from the inn, posted outside the townmaster's hall, is a job board for adventurers. So, I think we're literally moments away from pizza, so we will... Yep, they're pulling up right now, so I'm going to pause this, and we'll be back with our start in just a moment.
Is Gundram Rockseeker in there?
When it says creature, can it also be, like, human... not humans, but, like, NPCs and...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Creatures,
yeah.
Just everyone?
Yep.
Well, it's everything but monsters, right?
No, monsters are creatures.
Oh, okay.
All right. So,
are we recording?
We are recording.
Yay! Yay.
Hello, world.
Mm-hmm.
We had those character introductions in there as well. So,
hello, creepers that somehow found this, even though we didn't give it to them.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
I know who you are.
Well, that's the thing, though. We don't know who they are. Yeah.
All right, so
I know.
So each of you were sent a message to come to the town of Phandalin to help out with a recent issue that has come up. A white dragon has nestled itself into the peaks that overlook the city, and you've been promised adventure and reward and a good story to tell if you survive. And you've been instructed to meet up with Harbin something or other. Harbin Wester at the Townmaster's Hall.
Harbin?
Harbin. Each of you strangers have found your way into town. In front of the Stonehill Inn, just in the center of town. What do you do? The five of you are standing there, having arrived exactly conveniently at the same time.
Oh. And we're just standing in front of the wall?
Standing in front of the inn, yep.
Oh, in front of the inn.
Yep. So,
well, come on, loves, let's go inside.
All right.
Trying
so
to think.
Where is this guy supposed to be?
He's at the townmaster's hall.
Oh, we've never met each other.
Right.
So how do we get to the townmaster's hall?
It's just like two doors down. Yeah. It's a very small town.
I'll go there.
I want to go to the townmaster's hall as well.
All right, so you all arrive. The townmaster's hall has sturdy stone walls, pitched wooden roof, and a bell tower at the back. There is a job board next to the front door, which features a sparse number of notices, all written in common in the same hand. And there is a kind of a large wooden door next to it.
Is it a door that we knock on or something?
Looks like a door you'd knock on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to walk right up to it and knock.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some doors, they're public doors. Some doors aren't. That was my question.
Mm-hmm. You knock on the door. You hear a voice on the other side say, "If you're a dragon, know that I'm far too thin and bony to make a good meal."
If you are?
If you're a dragon.
I'm not a dragon. Oh. But I might still eat you.
The person opens the door. You see, standing before you, kind of an older gentleman, with dark skin and white hair. He's wearing kind of a fancy vest, and looks to be kind of moneyed a little bit. And he says, you must be the adventurers I sent those letters to so long ago. He says, I am Harbin Wester, the townmaster of Phandalin here, and also the banker. Pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
Pleasure is mine.
Pleasure.
Hey.
So you must be Kire, right?
That's right.
Well, some know you as Temerity.
That's right, too. How do you know that?
Because I know a little bit about each of you. That's why I selected you. You think I just send the letters out to strangers?
I don't know.
Quite the motley crew we got here. Quite the motley crew. Alright, I'm going to pour some sugar on this.
What? That got weird.
He says, you all heard about the dragon and came running towards the danger? Which already puts you above a lot of the other applicants I sent letters to.
Exactly how many letters did you send out?
I don't know, 20-something. Out of those 20-something, you were the 5 that were brave enough to come.
So what's the
we were the closest.
What are you looking for?
My little cup of dice.
Right in front of you.
What is the job about?
Well, up there in the mountains, a dragon's made this home. He says, up there in the Ice Spire Peak. So I guess you could say this quest is about the Dragon of Ice Spire Peak. But you don't want to run full cock to the dragon. Also, yeah. I don't want to send just anybody to their doom, so.
Yeah, running to the dragon sounds like a good way to die.
Yeah. So I need you all to prove yourself before we send you after the dragon up there.
What has the dragon done?
That's a good question.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, the man has a problem there. There's a dragon up there, and we're here to help him, so...
No, dragons
are... Perhaps it's just a misunderstood dragon.
It's a white dragon. Let me tell you about white dragons.
Oh, this sounds problematic.
White dragons walk like this.
Oh, no!
And black dragons walk like this.
Whoa.
Yeah. He says, white dragons are brutish, animalistic creatures that kill and hunt for hot fun. Now, this one's still a youngin', so... You know, I'm not sending you up there to fight some ancient terror or anything like that.
How big is it?
Yeah, how big is it?
Oh, it's perfectly accomplishable. It's maybe 10 feet tall.
How many meters is that?
It's like 3 meters, for those of you that follow that persuasion. The metric persuasion. He says,
Yeah, crazy concept, right?
He says, anyway, the dragon's been swooping down, eating people, killing livestock.
Oh.
So we're not just doing it because we hate dragons.
That's good.
Have you tried speaking with a dragon?
No, I value my life. But if you want to try speaking to the dragon, then I'll be 4 of you, and we can move on.
You say 4 of us?
Well,
if I were to be eaten by a dragon.
So what you wanted to say is the dragon is eating livestock and the village is starving,
and
right?
People. So people are dying.
Oh, people die.
And starving.
That's
not
good.
Clear that we have to go there. I mean,
my
I
audience.
Can do it.
What kind of moronic people went up against a white dragon? Ha!
We'll find some.
Well, I mean, like, villagers. Like...
Well, they didn't go up against it. They're outside, tending to their crops. They're playing with their children. And all of a sudden, a shadow appears in the sun, swoops down, freezes them, and eats them.
Oh, so they didn't, like, go up there.
They weren't, like...
Them.
Yeah, they weren't, like... Tilting lances at the thing.
Okay.
So, it's a dragon. I assume, since we're doing the work for you, you will be paying us, but also we will be entitled to the hoard.
Yeah, anything you find up there, you have scavenger's rights to. And I hear they do collect shiny things, you know, like dragons do.
That sounds like a mission we don't need an advance on.
What's that?
Are there any, like, dragon
things?
Sounds
like a mission we don't need an advance on to get equipment and stuff to fight the dragon.
Well, how about this? How about I give you a bunch of smaller quests lead up to the dragon that will increase your monetary values and your skills and equipment, We've got a number of other things, you know, somewhere between, let's say, 6 and 12 different things that we might need help with.
Are y'all cursed?
This is truly a hero's journey.
Orcs, probably.
Oh, yeah, we've been having some issues with them lately, too. The dragon's kind of driven them from their home up there.
Awesome.
So.
I'm the right one to do that.
Hmm? Are there any spider-related quests?
That's a very specific question.
No more specific than goblin-related.
I don't think there is, but we'll see what unfolds as you as you proceed along your journey.
We shall.
So, if you'd be interested in testing your metal, I've got some quests right now that you can pick from.
Okay, cool.
Alright, well, we got these gnomes, we got these dwarves, and we got the midwife. You might need to call the midwife here, so,
The midwife?
Calling them?
Calling them. Here, why don't you look like somebody who talks. Why don't you,
Indeed I am.
Give a summary to your companions and then decide amongst yourselves. And yeah, I've thrown some monetary rewards in there and stuff. Now, if you'll excuse me, my shows are on.
Shows?
I have to watch my stories.
Well, I've got a couple actors in there that are rehearsing some lines for the local production of Fantasy Hamlet.
So you're what to this
Fantasy
town
Fantasy Hamlet?
What's that?
You're what to this town again?
I'm the town master. I'm like the mayor.
The mayor.
The burger.
The burgermeister?
Delicious burger.
Oh, no, is it the burger or the cheese?
Burgermeister.
Burgermeister. Yeah, the burgermeister.
Do you have anyone to play Fantasy Hamlet yet?
Yes. And they're really good, too.
I doubt that. I will be the judge of their acting ability.
So is he walking away?
He's heading back into his house.
But aren't we in the house?
No, you're like outside you're outside of it.
Can I follow him into the house?
If you'd like, yeah.
Why not?
Well, because he's going to tell us the quests.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'll stay.
It appears a local midwife, an acolyte of Shantia named Adabra Gwyn, lives by herself in a stone windmill on the side of a hill a few miles from Phandalin. With the dragon sightings being common, blah, 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 it's not safe for her to be alone. She wants to return to Phandalin, so I guess they want us to go and escort her back here. And we get 25 gold for that.
Hmm. Don't pass them around.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I already have a diamond worth 50.
And then apparently there's some gnomes in Gnomergard. A clan of reclusive but lazy rock gnomes resides in a small network of caves in the mountains of the southeast. The gnomes of Gnomergard are known for their magical inventions and their laziness. They might have something with which to defeat a dragon, so if we go to them, get what we can from them vis-a-vis dragon defeating, and come back. And the Burgermeister will pay us 50 gold for our trouble. Twice what they will... This just says 50 gold, so I doubt.
Party
gold,
right?
So who's Chontea?
One of the gods.
Okay.
Yes. There's also a dwarven excavation quest. Dwarf prospectors found ancient dwarven ruins in the mountains southwest of here and have supposedly begun an archaeological dig for treasure and relics, the likes of which no man has ever seen. They need to be warned that a white dragon has moved into the area. So we have to go there, warn them, come back, and the Burgermeister gives us 50 more gold.
So the dwarven excavation is southwest, and the gnomes are southwest, right?
I think they're southeast.
Oh, okay. It's all different directions?
I mean,
yeah,
they're both
they're
south.
Southeast.
Southwest,
I don't know
southeast.
Where that lady...
She's south. So southwest, south, and south.
What's the north? Is that any icy spire related mountains?
Let's find out together. So
sorry.
Okay.
You guys are here on the Sword Coast, and so you all are. Dwarf is up, yeah. So here's Phandalin, and then here's Requests, and then here's Icefire Peak and beyond.
So this midwife, we're supposed to like urge her to come back. Like, why do we have to? Why does she have to come back willingly? Like, can't we just like take her?
I mean, I thought she wanted to come back. I didn't read the whole thing.
Yeah, it says to urge, and so I was just like, I'm not really one to like.
I mean,
talk much. I just kind of go get people and bring them where they're supposed to.
Perhaps she does not know of the dragon menacing the area.
Maybe.
And just needs to be informed.
She doesn't know. She's a dum-dum.
That may be true. Or perhaps she's too busy wiping the mids. Or whatever the turn
the
of phrase is in this region.
The mids do need a lot of wiping.
Yes. Perhaps we can convince her by claiming that one of us is large with child.
Yeah.
I have some spare sheets and pillows in my pack we can use too.
I think you just volunteered yourself.
Whatever. A great actor never shirks from any role, no matter how small or large with child.
Okay.
Good luck there.
Okay.
Inside the you hear, no, the soliloquy should be delivered from your soul.
How much gold do we get for performing in this play?
You're not in it.
Come on. But they're doing it wrong. So very wrong.
So isn't the one down where the dwarves are, isn't that just a, hey, go let them know?
Yeah.
And
we just go there, and I mean, with good intentions I have. I just want to warn them that there's dragon in the area.
That's all we have to do to get 50
yeah,
gold, right?
We get 50 gold for that.
So I say we do that one, go get the midwife,
and
then
go
to the gnomes, and then go back.
I'm going to do all three in one run.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why not?
Start with the 50 gold
carry
and see if we get our asses
Wait,
kicked.
A useless midwife with us if none of us
She's
are actually pregnant.
No.
You better just shuttle her home.
Sounds like you're pregnant with bullshit.
Oh yeah, so yeah, she's
they
old and falls. Sure. We can get her on the way.
Do we need to escort her back or just urge her to go back?
I think we need to escort her.
Once she's safe.
I mean, it sounds like the gnome set might have something against the dragon though. So
not
yeah,
safe
really
for her to be alone.
Right? You get the money once she's safe.
Yeah. Okay.
We need
so
to
then work. Maybe we go down. Tell the dwarves, go get the old lady, bring her back, and then go back for the gnomes, if we've got enough time. I mean, it could be that we go to warn the dwarves and shit hits the fan, so let's start with one of the high money dollar first.
Well, but also remember that not... The gnomes also have potentially things that will help us in our quest against the dragon.
Are we...
And so it might be worth more than just money.
Yeah, no, I get you. So they're both worth 50, either side. So
yeah.
I just say we start on one of the sides, grab her, and then go do the other one. I mean, surely there's going to be something terrible that happens on our way down.
Oh, of course.
Why?
But
because it's D&D. Yeah.
Because it's life.
Life! You never start the day knowing what's going to happen. Blimey!
Where have you been?
I'm looking up pirate slang, and there is literally no way I'm going to be able to fit this into my lexicon.
Savvy.
No. You just have to go
yar
after everything.
Yar!
And
matey. Maybe let's start with a gnomic car.
Go watch Pirates of the Caribbean.
Love the boat deck.
So what are you guys what are you guys gonna start with?
The gnomes.
The gnomes.
Gnomes.
Oh.
Let's go kill the gnomes.
No!
What?
We're not supposed to kill them.
No.
No.
Aren't they
no.
nasty
no.
little green creatures?
I mean, they're lazy to be sure, but not worth killing.
Does it say that they're lazy?
That's well not
I don't
fast.
Think it says it's the hey. I don't think gnomes are lazy.
Everyone
are
knows
gnomes
are lazy.
Saying, like kobolds.
Yeah.
No.
I agree with the bard.
They're
gnomes
they're
are
kobolds,
very
so.
Clever.
Mm.
They are able to create all manner of gadgets.
I respect them for it.
Because they're lazy and the gurgles help them do their...
Precisely. Work. If you want something done, find a lazy person to do it for you. They will do it the most efficiently.
That's what
no. Or they won't do it at all because they're too lazy.
So I guess there's sort of a curve. Bullshit.
For everything I say is true. Except for maybe the lazy part.
Except for all the words that
make except noise. For all of the noises.
Let's go steal from some gnomes.
Yeah.
No, we are just to are ask to them for them? Assistance. No.
Aren't we?
I mean, it would be easy because I'm what? Sure they don't take
where
care
are the
of their
things?
Goods.
Yeah, where's the gnome?
Where's the quest? We're not stealing, we're asking them.
Are we?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
They're just gonna give us things?
I'm sure this will lead into
for the magical
1001 Chaltian
they
Knights
might
version
have something with which to
defeat
the dragon.
Stories.
Get whatever you can from them. It's open for interpretation.
Yeah, I heard open, right? Get whatever you can from them as steal their ship.
Or be asked nicely.
I thought I read get whatever you can from the dead
I
bodies.
I have my own code of ethics.
Your own loss?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, well, then we are all off and good in our own way.
I mean, it's kind of a long way down there. Can we discuss that or no?
Yeah,
we're not gonna
let's go.
Them. That would be fun.
Let's
we'll
do
it.
We'll probably find them sleeping.
They don't need those things. And we need them. We can bring
you just
back
a
done.
Bunch of strangers that want to get to know you anyways if I have to hang out
right.
with you for that quest.
So you're doing the nuggets, Rune.
Yes.
Bow chicken wow wow.
Right in their poop bags.
Alright, so you guys make your way south, mm-hmm. eventually finding a stream that you follow uphill to the base of the mountain.
By foot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't we have a horse?
No.
Not until
you buy
one.
We walked here.
Did you
from wherever
horse?
You came from. Do you have any injury or what's going on with you?
Just don't like walk.
You're lazy.
Okay.
So your character is complaining about walking the whole way?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hot here. Really hot.
Sorry.
No.
Thank you.
Also, why is it so hot?
Right. It's supposed to cool down a lot tomorrow. So.
Good. All right, so you follow the stream.
Fandolin. Fandolin is so warm for this kind of thing.
So you follow
this very pleasant.
Yeah. So you follow the stream with the Kire winding the whole way. To a point where you get to where a waterfall erosion has carved out a natural cave. The roaring waterfall creates a cloud of mist as it plunges into a shallow pool. Within which rise two small islands covered with 2-foot-tall red, green, and purple mushrooms. You see several cave openings overlooking the pool from rocky ledges 20 to 30 feet above, and the mountain blocks any sort of sunlight from reaching this place. It's kind of very dim and dark here.
Is there any value to those mushrooms?
Yeah. We maybe get a look at
can
them?
Can I roll for that?
Roll a
nature check. Surprise, the 7-foot giant is hungry.
Mm. Not hungry, they
money.
Might be helpful for later.
Ooh.
9.
You don't know. Some mushrooms are.
So are the gnomes supposed to be behind this waterfall?
Yeah, where are they? Is this Gnomengard?
You get the idea that you're in Gnomengard.
Gnomengard.
In Gnomengard already.
Well, I'm gonna walk up to the edge and just go, ahoy there!
They're probably all sleeping.
Because they're lazy.
Ooh. All right, you call out ahoy there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's just a basic what you see. River, islands, cave entrances.
No. Wait, what is the
okay.
river?
Okay.
What's that?
Which part is the river?
Part of shade here.
Okay.
And so you call out, and you don't get a response.
Hmm.
Maybe you should go inside.
Yeah. I start walking inside.
Alright, so there's, so the cave entrances are all 20 to 30 feet up. These, like, rock cliffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna have to climb.
Okay. Is there some sort of gnomish device that could assist us with this?
Yeah, I'll climb.
Okay.
I'm used to climbing the Riggins.
There's five caves.
That's it?
There's five different caves.
So which one of these are you,
we should split up.
Are you gonna pick?
Whichever one's closest. Mm-hmm. Split up.
So, what's in
the
play Scooby Doo? So,
the one that's like up here?
Is that the, yeah, that's the one.
Like,
we're
that's like
to.
The first one you see.
Yeah, it. Okay.
Okay.
And does that one have...
Yeah, one actually has a little path that goes up to it, so...
Oh.
Maybe we should take that one. As you're climbing up and straining on it.
Alright, so you climb up the northeast slope, and then you see before you a tunnel that goes straight and a tunnel that goes off to the left.
All within the one entrance?
Do we hear anything?
Yeah. You roll me a perception check.
You can roll a perception check.
Roll a check?
Mm-hmm.
No, what?
Roll a d20 for perception.
17.
21.
Blackjack.
All right. You hear some like maybe like it sounds like some clanking 19. Noises and some like talking coming from the left.
Okay.
Plus five.
Did you get 19?
Plus what I have for perception. Mm-hmm. So for me it's 24.
Nice. And so the one to the left is where the noise is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, let's go that way.
Let's go that way.
Alright, so you guys walk through the, you walk down the tunnels, and you find a dining room, which has several dining tables and chairs sized for small folk. There's a stout wooden cabinet against the east wall holding tin dishware and utensils. And then the noise seems to be coming from, like, there's one entrance on the other side of the room, the noise seems to be coming from. You go down that hallway, take a sharp right, and you see an open doorway. Inside, you see a kitchen, with looks to be five rock gnomes inside of it that are like busily prepping dinner, and they don't seem to have noticed you guys.
pardon us.
One of them turns around and says, "Oh, who are you?"
We are
five of you.
Yes, yes.
Are you some sort of invading party?
No.
You should kill us.
Hardly. We are representatives of the town of Phandalin.
No, you're from there.
Yes.
That place sucks.
Why?
No gnomes! All gnomes are here. There might be some gnomes there, but not Alaskan gnomes.
Anyway, Harvin Wester sent us here to ask if you have anything that might be useful in...
Yeah, you want to talk to Fibble Stibber Dabbledub about that.
I don't know if you want to.
Fibble Stibber Dabbledub.
So where is he hanging out?
Oh, they're in the workshop.
Where's the workshop?
That's a good question. oh my goodness. So you're gonna go down the way you came. Keep going. Go some more. Then you can't go anymore, take a right. Go across the bridge. Past the spinning blades. And then you'll be right there.
Past the spinning
blades. Is there any way that it is a little bit more secure for us?
Can't he come here?
No. And no.
Could you give us some advice on those spinning blades? Is there a way to get
across
them?
We did not miss that introduction.
Yeah,
why don't you go fetch him for us?
Why don't you go suck my dick?
I have already flossed this morn.
No, but seriously, we gotta get this dinner made, so, you know, just go do it yourself, I don't care.
But the blades? No.
Just pull the lever! We'll stop.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's the lever?
Right next to the blades, can't miss it.
Okay.
Well, what are your spinning blades in your home?
You've dealt with gnomes before, I see.
What's that?
What are your spinning blades in your home?
Keep out people we don't want here.
But we are people you want, right?
I told you how to stop it, didn't I?
Did you?
Pull the lever. This is taking a strain on my voice.
Okay.
Yeah, I say we go. Walk down there.
Yep.
Oh, you tell them Joy Bell sent you.
Joy Bell?
It's my name. Don't wear it out.
Joy Bell.
Yeah. Music to my ears.
Okay.
You're a funny little man.
Little woman.
Way to assume gender.
You know, I don't really notice those things.
Anyway, go see Fibble, Stoop, and Dabbledob. I'm not gonna get out of here. I got dinner to make.
Yep.
Fibble, Stoop, and Dabbledob.
Alright, so
challenging stare. What's going on over there?
Follow.
I found some food here in the caves. Yara takes one of the
brownies, and Joy Bell's like, "Oh, we're saving that for dessert." All right, so you guys make your way down the hall, back where you came, back to that original tunnel. You take a right. You go through a room that has what looks to be four different crossbows that are on like a big, heavy ballista-sized crossbows that are on like a rotating platform with like a chair in the center, and. She says, there's like this little, like, gnome is kind of in the chair, and she's like, "Ooh, test subjects!"
No,
just passing through!
and she's gonna start, like, shooting crossbow bolts at you guys.
What?
Yeah.
Is there an off switch that I can see? I try to tumble through the crossbolts and take her out. Like, not kill her, but just, like, Calvin Hobbes roll into her.
She's like, so, there's four crossbows and, like, she's in a chair, like, in the center of them.
What?
So there's, like, four crossbows that spin, and then she's sitting in the center of them.
Okay.
Like a revolver. Yeah. But with crossbows.
Mm-hmm.
So, how...
And there's, like, this, like, complicated, like, contraption that's, like, as it's spinning away, it like starts reloading it automatically.
Are they made out of wood?
Yeah.
Can I set them on fire?
Yeah.
I want to put my firebolt at it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Roll me a DC 20. This is the first attack of the campaign.
Yay!
Let me check. I just want to deactivate the crossbows.
Yeah, that's an attack, my friend.
Roll
D20.
Eight.
Add your bonus.
So this is an attack.
Oh, that was on the other sheet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that this bonus?
Yeah.
So it's it's actually a 9. So it's 14.
That'll hit. And so roll me a d10.
Which one is 10?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Alright. Crossbows catch a flame. And all, like, the strings snap and the bolts, like, shoot out everywhere and, like, the autoloader falls over.
Just made it worse.
As
saved the party!
As the gnome's like, "Ah, shit!" And pulls a lever and, like, ejects up into the air. And she kind of rolls out onto the floor.
She rolls out on the floor. Okay.
Do you speak, is anybody here speak gnomish?
Ooh, almost.
No.
Infernal.
She just kind of comes up to you and she's like, "Frazzy, like a language you don't understand."
I agree.
Gobbledygook and tibbledy.
We didn't say we were just passing through.
She throws a bucket of water on it and just glares at you guys as you continue passing around, passing her butt.
You shot crossbows at us.
None of you died.
Oh, that is not the basis for our anger.
All right, so you pass. You pay, go, keep going. You see another. You see an exit under the waterfall room.
What's her name?
You
are
ask,
looking for her.
Do you ask what her name is?
Yeah. I want to ask what her name is.
My name is Factory.
That's not the name you're looking for, right? No. What?
Who are you?
I'm Kurai.
Kurai. Tiefling wizard?
Yeah.
That's...
Wait.
What?
How do you know that?
She said, I'm just looking at you.
Room, room.
How do you know I'm a wizard?
Eh, you probably have a point.
Perhaps here. It was when you summoned flame from the palm of your hand.
That's such a good point.
She says, you have made an enemy this day! An enemy!
Which one?
Factory!
And then she runs off.
Oh. Where can I find fiddle tips?
In the workshop, you idiot!
Flippin' tips and dipping dots.
The ice cream of the future today. All right. Oh, also, you cast a spell in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
What do you mean, oh?
Is it?
Why?
You realize that, you just feel this, magical aura in these caves that, just has a strange effect on your magic. Thankfully, nothing happens.
Is that a nice boss?
Yeah.
Does it feel good?
Feels good.
Feels good?
Feels good.
Does it actually feel good?
Yeah.
Alright,
so, you proceed further down.
Wouldn't say, oh, is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably a very bad thing. You said it was a magical aura that surrounded us?
Just the whole caves are permeated with this magical aura.
Yeah.
Should I cast Detect Magic?
Maybe you shouldn't cast anything. Unless you're saving your own life.
So, as you make your way down to the south, you guys come into a room, and two gnomes say... Who goes there?
We are representatives of the town of Phandalin, sent here by the Burgermeister, Harbin Westor.
And we're looking for...
Insert name of gnome we are looking
dip
for
and
here.
Flip and dip and dip and dot.
Flip and dip and dip and dot.
Figgle tip?
Figgle tip. It's someone from... Was there one from Magic?
Flippity Gibbets?
Isn't it the one from Magically
Out? Oh, Flipped.
Fibbletip?
Yeah. Fibbletip. Oh, Fiddlesticks from League of Legends.
The guy in the workshop.
And who are you?
They say, the one who's speaking says, my name's Ula. This is Pog.
Ula, Pog, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Are you what you say you are?
I mean, yes.
Can any of you change your shape?
I mean, I am a master of disguise.
I don't think that's what I meant.
We shall see.
Prove it!
We're corporeal.
Well, how do you prove a negative?
I can prove that I'm a great actor. Is that what you are asking for?
She says, prove to me that you're not shapeshifters.
Oh.
How?
I don't know. It's not on me to tell you how to do it.
I cut a little slit on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not a shapeshifter.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Would a shapeshifter stab you through the neck?
Just a d20.
Mm-hmm.
And then what persuasion?
7 plus 2, 9.
What's that? You bleed! So shapeshifters bleed! Roll me an intimidate check.
Who's intimidating?
Furioso.
Because if a shapeshifter would, clearly we shall not.
Roll me an intimidate check.
Ooh, a big, mighty, 12.
Ula looks over at Pog and she goes, there's 5 of them. Yeah, maybe you should just go talk to the king.
Maybe. If we were shapeshifters, we would have shifted our shapes already.
It's true.
If we were,
do you think most of us would look like this if we could shift?
Speak for yourself.
I said most.
Yeah, and if you're trying to figure out if someone's a shapeshifter or not, it's best not to ask them how they couldn't be. You should come up with a more definitive test.
No logic, my puzzle. With that.
These gnomes are not very smart.
Not so far.
Yeah, they just go across the bridge.
They're lazy, too.
That's what we were planning on.
They point you towards the bridge.
Don't they have
bye!
And then if you take it to the chorus.
Break it down.
Alright, so, you guys, find your way across the bridge. There's a wet bridge over the waterfall. Into a room with two large spinning blades.
This is trope upon trope.
Yes, it is.
Where's the lever?
You look, and,
Do you want an investigation?
Other made.
No, since they told you where it was, you look around for a lever. Mm-hmm. On the south wall, on the other side of the spinning blades, you see a lever in the wall.
That's you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mage hand.
But you said I shouldn't pass that, yeah.
I hope you don't die, but there's no other way we're pulling those levers.
You have a 7-foot barbarian.
She can't... She's not invincible to blades.
It's true.
I mean...
Okay.
She seems pretty tough, though.
Are they made out of wood?
She's probably the most invincible of
yep.
the five of us.
Can just set them on fire?
It's very wet in here. There's a lot of...
Well... I mean, yeah. I'll stand next to you, and if anything happens, I will try to help you.
Okay. I guess I'll try to cast Mage Hand.
Alright, so you concentrate on your staff, and a little spectral hand comes out. How does it look like? What do you...
Oh, yeah.
What does it look like?
Yeah.
You get to decide
you
what,
get to
your,
what your hand looks
creepy
like.
Creepy hand looks like.
Mm, is it going to stay for the, like that forever?
Yep. No, you, if you want to change it, I'll let you change it.
We won't let you,
it's
though.
It's like a demon's claw.
Yeah.
It's like four fingers and long nails.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty evil.
So,
no.
Kirei casts the demon hand from the bowels of hell to...
Not necessarily bad. So right. I'll try to pull the lever with it.
Alright, so you float it across and you pull the lever. And they...
Is it like a tube and just pulls through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the thing stops spinning.
And what happens to the whole bust and magic thing?
Nothing.
I don't feel anything?
Nope.
No one gets high off of this?
Nope. Not this time.
We will.
Cool.
All right, so you proceed on into a large chamber. It looks like a workshop. There's all these tables and like various like things that are in the process of being built, inventions, work tables. You see. 10-foot high ledge overlooking the room with a wooden pedestal upon which sits a single leather book.
Book?
Page? Yep. And you see two gnomes in there. Kind of looking over some items.
I want to look at the book.
It's like 10 feet up.
I want to look at the items.
You just take your mage hand up there to grab it?
Well, I just want to look at it.
So if you put your mage hand up there, they put down, and one of them's like, hey,
no, wait, I haven't decided yet.
No.
I can't look from down here, right?
It's just like all you see is just like a leather book. It doesn't have like anything on its like spine or anything.
Okay.
It's not like, it doesn't like have Fabio on the cover or anything.
No, I don't do anything for now.
One of the gnomes looks at you and says, who are you?
We're headed to the workshop and we're looking for Flippity Gibbet.
Fibblestib?
Flippin' Dippin' Dippin' Dots.
Fibblestib and Dabbledob?
Yes.
I'm Fibblestib. That's Dabbledob.
Hi.
Dabbledob.
So we were supposed to remember that person's name.
I don't know about these books, but that woman gnome sent me to fetch that book over there for her.
Roll me a deception check.
Yeah, what's that?
Deception.
Plus four. It's a 9 again, and the plus 4 is 13. Six.
That's a 6.
Damn it. So
liar.
10.
They're like, I don't buy that. That doesn't sound like something a random gnome would have you do.
I describe what you don't know.
Yeah, I'm still not buying that. So, what brings you all to Novigrad?
Yeah, so don't listen to him.
So, out of character first, are there like a lot of tiny items just loosely hanging here that people would be?
How many shiny are there?
So many.
Two. Back in character, yes, we were sent by the Burgermeister Phandalin. Apparently a white dragon has moved into the area, and we have been sent to see if you have any items or fantastical inventions that could help us defeat the dragon.
Wow, that sounds pretty, pretty crazy.
I know, but not as crazy as the plot of The Lich King and I, in which I performed in Waterdeep.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we got a little quid pro quo action. You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours.
Ah, yes. I have been on the casting couch many of time.
Oh! Oh! No!
It's where one rehearses their lines.
You want to get rid of a dangerous dragon for you. Isn't that payment enough?
Yeah, we don't really care about the dangerous dragon. I don't think it'll fit in our tiny little gnome caves, but...
I think it's fire will.
It's a white dragon, which is what you said.
I think his eyes will.
Good save.
Oh, Papalopop, this dragon is not going to slay itself. But...
Look, if you can save Korbaz Nerkly, we'll hand you some stuff over for sure.
What kind of shit did Korbaz and Nerkly get into?
Well, yeah. Korbaz and Nerkly are our kings.
Two okay. kings?
Yeah, they're married. They love each other and stuff.
Oh, that's
they love each other and stuff.
Wait.
He says, anyway, Korbaz has gone a little crazy in the head. Mm. And he's taken Nerkly captive. They're all holed up back in their in their quarters.
You sure this is some sort of role play?
Oh, this is so meta.
I don't know what the kings are into, but they've been in there for like days, and so I don't think we don't know what their safe word is, but we have to assume that it's not going well for them.
I have never been married, but this does not seem like a healthy marriage.
No.
If one is...
Look, Korbaz used to be pretty doting and nice. I think he's gone crazy. I think he's got a little bit of the madness. Keeps ranting about shapeshifters and stuff like that.
We were asked about shapeshifters in earlier cave.
We were assaulted about shapeshifters, it's true.
We handled it poorly.
We didn't die.
He says, why don't you go back there? Maybe you can talk some sense into him. Also...
Into Korbaz or the shapeshifter brother?
Korbaz, I mean. But also, I mean, he's got another problem.
What's that?
Some of us have started going missing.
Is he eating people?
Well... He says it's shapeshifters, but we don't know. We're trying to come up with some sort of magical helmet that'll restore his
sanity. Have you developed a shapeshifter detector ray or something?
No, that would be great.
Yes,
by chance, has anyone tried knocking him on the head really hard?
Well, he's locked himself in the room, so, you know, we can't really get in there.
Is shapeshifting magic?
Perhaps. King's Chambers. Why don't you just go back and talk to him? You know, see how it goes.
Yeah. What do you want me to roll for casually place. Picking up something shiny?
Sleight of hand.
I got a 14.
Let's take a look. 14, you said? I don't think they noticed.
Yes.
There we are.
What do I get?
You get a small polished piece of glass.
Cool.
Anything you guys can do, like cure madness, or?
No.
I can certainly knock him upside the head real hard.
All right. Well. Dabble Dob will take you back there.
All right, Dip and Dob, lead the way.
Yes. Dabble Dob.
I want that book.
Tell you what, man. You cure the cave, and we'll see about letting you get the book.
Maybe there's something in the book that lets me help the king. I'm a wizard.
It's my spell book. So no.
It could be a spell I could use.
There's not. Otherwise, we would have used it.
Maybe you're just not smart enough for this
spell. What class is Flip and Dip?
I'm a wizard.
Oh.
You know, I got, like, burning hands, detect magic, identify, cure madness, shield, magic missile.
Cure madness.
You don't have shield.
No, I don't actually have... I was just saying, if you're listening, I don't really have cure madness in there. Be real convenient if I did. Wouldn't be much of an adventure for you guys, though.
I was gonna say.
Just head up on there on that ledge. It's right past the book. Just don't pick up the book. Don't.
Perhaps.
Pick up the book.
I was thinking, what would you pick up the book?
Which book? I thought it was hanging in the air.
Well, it's like 10 feet up on this ledge that you have to climb up to go back into the king's chamber.
Okay.
So, Dabbledob leads you up this ledge and says, it's just this way.
Does the other guy still see me?
Yeah, I can look it right at you, man.
That performance of Fantasy Hamlet has given me an idea.
He says,
is he coming with us?
Dabbledob's going to take you up there. She thinks that she should build something called a straitjacket. I want to build a sanity ray.
What about a death ray?
These are both excellent ideas. Neither one would come to fruition.
He says, just head on up there. Watch your head there, big and tall.
Ow!
Alright. So Dabbledob takes you up this ledge through a door to the right to these large metal doors. And she knocks on the doors. She says, Your Majesties? Your Majesties, we got some people from Phandalin here to help you.
Phandalin?
Who here's from Phandalin?
We are.
We are all from Phandalin.
I'm not.
Sort of. You're shapeshifters, aren't you? You more have infiltrated our gnomish lairs.
No.
Let's just stop off.
Oh, okay. I'll just open the door then and let you...
How can we convince you that we are not shapeshifters?
If we were shapeshifters, we wouldn't have knocked. We would have gone underneath the door.
It's true.
Look, just find... Tell you what. You find and kill a shapeshifter. Find out what's killing my brethren. I'll let everything go. I just really don't want anything bad to happen to Nurkley.
Well, maybe you're the shapeshifter.
It's Nurk.
95% sure I'm not.
What's that wizard's name?
I think you should let us in just to be sure.
Fibblestim?
I think Fibblestim looks like a shapeshifter.
Shit.
Well, then you should kill him.
Do we think that he's crazy or that he's...
Yeah, inside check on this guy.
Oh, that's
getting a crazy vibe or a... Or is scared by.
Sure.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, mighty 11.
Would you like to roll an insight check as well, Yara?
17.
Nice.
3. 21. Blackjack.
I rolled a couple with 19 so far.
That should be your pirate name.
Blackjack. He says, one of them attacked me.
Which one?
He says, it looked like a chair and it leaped out and nearly got me.
Chair. Did it have a long, gross tongue?
Does that sound like crazy talk?
Rolly, by the way, he seems to believe what he's saying. Roll me an Arcana check.
What check?
Arcana.
What is Arcana?
Skill you have.
Something wizards have.
It's good, something you're good at.
15, or 16.
9.
Are we all rolling, or just people who actually know Arcana?
Anybody who thinks they're good at Arcana?
No, I don't think I'm good, but I'll give it a shot.
15.
14.
11.
Add
your intelligence to that. Also, it's 13. What is it? This one? No, it's this, right? Mm-hmm. So it's 21.
There you go. It's the plus, so it would just be 11.
Oh,
okay. All right. You've heard of there are these creatures called mimics that can like assume the form of inanimate objects and then eat creatures.
How do you
mimics?
How do you tell what those are?
He says, well, you can't usually until you get right up on them. He says, it was just a chair and it attacked me, and it almost killed me, and I don't want it to hurt Nerkly, and it's already killed two of ours.
I see. Is Nerkly still in there?
Yeah.
Can we speak with Nerkly?
Here, one second. Let me untie his gag.
Why do you have him gagged?
What couples do in the privacy of their rooms?
No.
It's really none of our business.
No, let me out of here!
Oh.
Why is he gagged?
Gorbot's gone crazy! He won't let me leave!
Who has the most strength?
I do, probably.
Do you want to break down that door?
It's made of steel.
I'm gonna rust down that door.
No. I guess, can I try to pick... Does anyone have sleight of hand?
I've got plus two.
Can the mage hand go through the door and open it from the inside?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't a chair. It was a 10-foot square rug, he says. It was in the throne room.
Huh.
Where did the other people die?
Yeah.
I don't know, they just disappeared.
Do you want to try and pick
we
them up?
We had some gnomes disappear, but I don't think I should be locked up in here. I just gotta keep you safe.
What should I do?
Try and pick the lock.
Sure. Is that sleight of hand?
Mm-hmm. Right, Chris?
Mm-hmm. And that'd be, just dexterity.
Okay.
Plus two.
Ten.
You realize that the doors aren't locked. Ooh. They are just barricaded from the other side.
Nerkly, is this the first time you've been kidnapped by your husband?
Yeah, he's normally not like this. He won't let me leave.
How long has this been going on?
A few days.
Nerkly, do we have your permission to break down this door?
It's pretty well blocked on this side. He's got a steel crossbar and a bunch of heavy stuff in front of it.
Is he brandishing any weapons at you right now?
I would never hurt him. No. He just got me tied up. Not in a fun way.
I tell you what, we'll go take a look at this throne room and see if there's anything suspicious in there.
Alright.
And then come back. No one kill anyone while we're gone.
Corbo says, I've never hurt Nerkly.
I mean, it sounds like you're hurting him pretty bad by tying him up.
Or at least scaring him pretty well.
It's the only way to keep him safe. He wouldn't stay out there on his own accord.
Nerkly, is this true?
I don't see the... There's nothing out there.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Investigate this area.
Can those characters take the form of people or just objects?
Just objects.
Okay. So what they do, a form of magic?
Yes.
So could detect magic detect it?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can cast that in the throne room.
Is that a cantrip or a first level spell?
It's a first level
spell. I think.
Right. When we get to the throne room?
Which I haven't prepared, so...
Ah, shit.
No detect magic.
So it's the old-fashioned way. Sitting on everything in the throne room. Starting with the throne.
It's time, Sophia.
Is there an animal that can see magic?
An animal? No.
Like a familiar? No. Okay.
I say we go to the throne room.
Alright. So, you guys head to the throne room.
I think they're both shapeshifters.
Situated atop a stone dais are two squat thrones made of scrap metal.
I'm a dais.
Sized for gnomes. There is no rug.
Is there anything else in the room?
There any chairs?
Just the
sconces.
Kick the thrones.
Treasure chest with a large tongue
just
rolling
thrones.
Out of it.
What's that?
Just two thrones, nothing else.
Just two thrones, that's it.
Just kick over the two thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe not kick them over.
Too late. They walk up there and just kick them over.
I was gonna say, do you have the strength to kick over stone thrones?
Oh my god.
They're made of scrap metal.
Oh, scrap metal?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, who would want to sit on scrap metal thrones?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? You just fall over?
You kick them over and they go clang, 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 clang.
Do they move or like?
Yeah. I mean, they move when you kick them.
But they don't shift or?
No.
Any other ways out of the throne room?
Roll me an investigation.
Ooh, that's so good at investigating things. 19.
I want to go around the room and just like, are there like tapestries, sconces, anything?
No, those have dark vision, so.
So there's literally just a bare blank room with just two thrones in it.
Yes.
This is a dumb throne room.
I agree. One could never put on a play
in the right room.
Poisoning a king in this room.
There's a big sign above the door that says throne room.
Yeah.
Spartan.
What's this?
Did you find any other doorways?
I found a 19. What did that
feel? A couple of tipped over metal chairs.
So there's only one way in and out of this room?
Yep.
That seems unsafe. Alright, well.
Well, I guess we've done our job. Maybe we'll just...
I mean, how many more rooms are there surrounding the throne room?
So there's the throne room, there's the bedroom, and then there's the workshop, and then there's a couple rooms you haven't been to yet.
We'll go into the bedroom and start.
You can't get into the bedroom, that's the one that's blocked.
That's the one that's blocked. Can we go back? I want to go back to the door and kind of reason with Corvus, though. I mean,
okay. Can
we just say, unblock the door... We're gonna keep our distance, look at us, and let's talk this through.
Maybe we could claim we killed
the...
I think that's a terrible idea.
Why?
I mean...
Because says, then you're gonna send him into a tailspin.
He says, look, you kill the shapeshifter, we'll be good as golden, and Nerkley can get out, and I can get
There's
out.
There's no shapechanger.
I don't know.
There is the rug in the throne room attacked.
There's no rug!
Exactly.
Hey, I go find one of the
Flip
gnomes,
and Nip or
other gnomes. One of those two.
Fibble Spin, that was
up? Yeah, those two. Like, hey, was there ever a rug in that throne room?
No.
Never.
All right, crazy Never. King.
I mean, maybe what if it was a mimic it would be?
He says there's a rug in the throne room, and it attacked him.
Oh, yes, His Majesty did say he was attacked by a rug in the throne room. But there's no rug in the throne room. You've seen it. It's just two chairs.
Insight.
Yeah.
It's two thrones. And
fuck.
And also not anymore.
I really just rolled my first bad one. Damn it. Somebody else, step in!
I insight to the tune of a 21.
Noice. He seems to be telling the truth.
That is unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
Who's telling the truth? The king?
No, Flip and Nip.
Flip it up. Little sip.
So there was never a rug. But I mean, the rug could have come in from the outside, attacked them, and left again. It doesn't have to be a rug that always
changed into another object.
I mean,
object.
Mimics can do whatever.
Maybe into a throne.
Mm. Well, it would have attacked us, right?
Actually,
maybe it doesn't mind being kicked.
Will they mind going and taking a look at the throne room right now to confirm there's nothing unusual in there?
Yeah, let's go.
Alright.
Oh, no, that's not his voice. Yeah, let's go.
Alright.
That's Fibblestib.
Who's going?
Fibblestib.
Which one is that?
I'm the inventor. Wants to put the sanity ray.
Okay.
And,
Is it also the wizard?
Yes.
Does he see his book now? I want to grab the book.
How did you not know where I was going?
Roll me a sleight of hand check.
Does he have detect... Do you have detect magic?
Is that dexterity?
I do.
There's a sleight of hand at the very bottom.
Yeah.
That's a skill.
But it's dexterity, right?
No, it's whatever you add there.
So it just...
Probably is just dexterity.
We've got a plus 4.
8.
Oh, I lied.
So 12?
Mm-hmm.
He does not notice you take the book.
Oh, nice. What's in the book?
Wouldn't you like to know? You're gonna pull it out and start reading it in front of him?
I'm gonna keep it
wherever I keep things.
Okay, so you tuck it away behind your cloak, out of sight.
Yeah.
Alright. So.
Alright, so does he have detect magic? Does he know detect magic?
I do.
We go to the throne room, like, do you see anything out of the ordinary here?
Oh my god, he says. Somebody's kicked the thrones over.
Perhaps it was that mimic.
What disrespectful. I built these with my own hands.
Like something a giant would do.
Ha! Huh?
Giant douche.
He says, did you kick my thrones over?
No. Why would I keep your thrones over?
Must have been the shape. Maybe there's a shape changer after all, and he puts them right back up.
Other than this ridiculousness.
Why are you? Me?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else out of the ordinary in this room or missing from this room?
He says, no. They keep it pretty Spartan. They don't want to be ostentatious.
Ostentatious.
Is there something on the ceiling? Could the rock be hiding on the ceiling?
He picks up a little pebble and throws it off the ceiling. I don't think so.
Are there any other rooms that we haven't been in?
Oh, plenty.
Well, let's go.
I guess we'll just have to search this.
The crazy king is a crazy goon.
All right, so he takes you to... there's, like, some gnome group housing.
Group housing?
For gnomes that just got off the street.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where they sleep for 15 hours a day.
So, up here, these little, little apartments.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone seen a rug?
So in this room, you see some old campfires, four side caves serve as sleeping areas with five small wooden crots crammed in each one. You see eight gnomes asleep here.
I nod knowingly to everyone.
He says, so this is where a lot of us sleep.
Do any of these look unfamiliar to you?
No, they all look pretty righteous.
Are there the correct number of beds, footlockers?
I think so.
Is there a rock somewhere?
JCPenney's.
What's that?
Is there a rock somewhere?
A rock?
A rug.
A rug? No rug.
Is there...
Should we really be looking for a rug, though? Because can it just turn into any object?
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's go past the spinning death fans. Have you been there yet?
Spinning what?
Fans of death.
I mean, you mean the metal blades?
Yeah, we shut those off. Our spinning death blades. Hey, somebody shut these off.
Yeah, we just said that.
Alright, so he walks to the other side of it and casts Mage Hand and turns them back on.
He turns them back on?
Yeah.
Why?
Just to keep shape changers out. I don't know.
It's not working great.
You can't have a gnome cave without a spinning blade. I think we all know that.
Alright, so he walks across back across the bridge and then past Pog and Ula. And they're like, hey, Flippelstib. Hey, Dibbledob. I forget their names.
Flip and Dip and Dip and Dop. Fantastic little name set. I love it so much.
And then they take you into a room that is full of barrels. He says, this is where we store our mushroom wine. Yeah. And there's
mushroom what?
Mushroom wine. Okay. You see, the room has 12 40-gallon barrels set into it.
Wine. Tell me more about this mushroom wine.
He says, Errol, give me a sip. And he takes you to the south alcove. There's a barrel that's been tapped to the wooden spigot. And pours you a mug.
Nice.
I'll try some of this mushroom wine.
All right. You taste it. It's very earthy.
Umami.
That's quite a nose, too.
No,
and it's not very ostentatious, either.
What's that?
No wonder people are turning crazy if they drink mushroom wine.
Flippin' dip?
Fiddlestib?
Fiddlestib? Are there the correct number of barrels in this room?
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
Just kick them all over.
No, don't kick any. No more kicking things.
It's true.
Why?
It didn't help.
Let's say there is no mimic, and let's go back and convince the king that there is no mimic.
Are any of the barrels, like, weirdly, like, oddly sized compared to all the other barrels?
There is one that has, like, a tongue hanging out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what I'm going for here. Big, gross tongue lolling out of the top of it.
Does anybody have the ability to kind of know more about how to detect one of those...
Mimics.
Oh, that's right, you detect magic.
Yeah, I can cast it, like, twice a day, man.
We'll start casting.
Okay, if you insist, flippity flippity bop. And his eyes kind of turn a little bit of a rainbowy hue. He looks around.
Tight.
He says, oh, that barrel there is a mimic. And he points to the north side of the room.
I cast,
you don't say.
Chaos Bolt.
We're gonna go into combat here in just a moment, but before you do, the barrel starts talking. He's like, please don't kill me.
Why?
Wait.
I'm just a creature that needs to eat.
Have you eaten gnomes?
Yes, they're quite delicious.
Then today is the day you die.
Oh no! I don't want to die! Alright, roll initiative.
Oh, no.
Got some
nice popsicles down in my freezer.
No. I'm gonna feel
kind of
bad.
I just have to make sure to write down flip and dip and dip and dots. Roll a d20 for
initiative.
Roll
d20.
And then
add your initiative
front
bonus.
Page.
Is that two plus cards, or?
Yep, plus two.
Alright,
eight. 19.
And we'll roll for the mimic.
There's a mimic.
Best thing to come out of this episode, flip and dip and dip and dot.
Yes.
I'm so happy with it.
I'm gonna start calling you Blackjack.
I might like it. Yeah.
Could be Red Vines. Twizzler?
No. No Twizzler.
I don't know. I guess I'll have to have references.
And Flippin' Dip's like, oh no, I'm out of here. And he runs.
Oh no.
Alright, so. Yara, what did you get on your initiative roll?
I'm 8.
8?
19.
19. Barcelona?
11.
Bane?
19.
Furioso?
5. I ain't wasting good rolls on initiative. You amateurs.
I mean, it's not like you get to pick.
Alright, so, sometimes we'll use a map, sometimes we won't. For this one, it's pretty simple. There's one creature 20 feet away from you guys, so.
Sometimes you use what?
A map.
I'll actually, like, draw out a map. Alright, so, Bane will go first. Followed by Kirei. Followed by your friend and mine, the Mimic.
Why is the mimic number one?
It's just I got,
the way that they roll.
He's the best mimic in the room.
I got 1 through 3 for different monsters. Mm-hmm. And then Furioso goes last.
If at all.
How far away are we?
20 feet.
Okay.
So, Bane, what would you like to do in your turn? So in your turn, you get a move action, a standard action, and a bonus action. Move action is just moving up to your move speed. A standard action is attacking, moving, or taking some other action like you can disengage, which lets you get away from things without provoking attacks. You can also drink a potion as an action. And bonus actions are kind of special. Most of you won't have something that's a bonus action, but if you do, it'll tell you. All right, so Bane, you get to go first.
So I can't move and attack.
You can move and attack. And as a bonus action, you can go into a rage if you wish.
I don't think it's necessary yet. So I am going to move closer to it, and I'm going to take my great axe and try and slice it open.
All right, so roll me an attack. So you roll d20 and add your attack bonus.
16.
So 16 will hit.
You said it will hit?
It will hit, yes.
Okay. And so 1d12 plus 4.
Alright. 15 points of damage. Whew. It's a big chunk. Alright. Anything else you want to do in your turn?
Can I kick it?
Not for any, not with any actual thing, but you can flavor a kick in there. Sort of a, ugh. All right, puts up Kirei.
It's you.
How far away am I?
20 feet.
You're probably within range for all your spells.
So the question is, do I actually use one that I preferred or just the fireball?
Just use your cantrip. I don't know. Is this the only fight we're going to have today? Yeah. use your spells. Have fun. Go wild.
I'll try the chromatic orb then.
Okay.
Do it.
So, what kind of roll an attack, first of all?
How do I roll an attack?
So just d20.
D20 and then plus your
5.
Your spell attack.
19.
That'll nice. Hit. So what kind of damage do you want to do?
Oh, what kind? What are mimics vulnerable against? Do I know? Probably not.
Roll me an arcana check.
Oh, okay. Where's arcana? 16.
You know that they're immune to acid.
Good to know.
Okay. Is lightning the opposite of acid?
They're not prone to anything that you are aware of, but...
There aren't really... opposites.
Down. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
In that case, I'll go with fire.
Okay. So you launch an orb of fire at it. Roll damage. Well, damage is whatever it says on the card.
Oh, sorry.
You don't have to apologize. It's your first time, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's your first time blowing something up.
3d8 damage of the type you choose.
Nice.
What is 3d8?
So you roll the d8 three times.
Oh. 3, 3, 8.
Nice.
So
14. Yeah.
And then there's no plus on that? There's not on spells. Never mind. I'm thinking physical attacks.
There is if you have if you put it in a second level slot or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. Mm-hmm. The creature looks bloodied now. It's like you guys have done some damage to it. It's like at half its hit points. And it says, well, I'm used to eating little bite-sized morsels, but you're a whole feast. Get in my belly there, big guy.
Ew.
So it's going to roll an attack. Bane, does AC 15 hit you?
I am AC 15.
Okay.
So that does hit, or it misses at Miami.
That hits. It hits. Okay. So you're going to take some damage. This, giant comical mouth opens up and bites you.
Big gross tongue.
And you take 11 points of damage.
11? Jeez.
That's a lot for a first level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a killer DM over here.
Really?
Are you dead?
Not yet.
Pop Center.
And if you remember, when you're raging, you only take half damage.
Right, but I wasn't raging.
I don't know.
Just
for that. Yeah. Well, I wasn't aware that this was the only
we're
fight.
Squishing.
I
we don't engage. We stay back.
Hey, guess what? You did rage.
Oh.
We hide behind the wall.
So you said 11, you take 5.
Oh.
So you'd be a 5. Oh no, look, the DM's actually kind of forgiving. Barcelona?
Nice try, killer.
Alrighty, I will cast Chaos Bolt.
I'm fried. Yeah.
And so my Chaos Bolt is a color that you can't describe. And looking, it's a confusing shade of brown. Like you're like, maybe it's green, maybe it's red, maybe it's purple, maybe it's teal. Oh my god, it makes your head hurt, and it's sickeningly, it's nauseating to look at it.
Okay.
So it's an attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not bad. So 19 to hit.
Okay, it'll hit.
And then 2d8s and a d6.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And then I think it says I choose a d8. Which seems...
Hey, you get to pick one of them. And that'll tell you which effect.
Yeah, okay. So I will pick... We know it's not poison, you said?
It's immune to acid.
Acid, okay. Well, I like thunder anyway, so I'm gonna do thunder damage, and so that's, math. 15 points of damage?
Alright. Ow! My eardrums!
Ow! Ow!
Y'all could just leave me alone so I can keep eating these gnomes. There's only 20 of them left.
Oh my god.
How many?
20.
Where does a mimic poop at?
Whoever it wants.
Don't ask questions we don't know what we don't know the answer to.
Poops
at anything else you want to do in your turn, Barcelona?
Mm-mm.
Yara, you're up.
Oh,
this
gonna...
weird talking feral is...
menacing everyone.
Menacing everyone.
I'm gonna take my longbow.
Good choice.
Mm-hmm. And go, I'm gonna take a shot here. It's 1d8.
Oh, so you gotta roll the d20 first to see if you hit.
Oh, okay. This one.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Plus 6.
Yeah.
13. 13. That will hit.
Okay. So, 1d8.
Mm-hmm.
1 plus 6 is 7. Is this
oh no, right? it's just.
It's just 1?
Yep.
1 damage? You better start carrying your weight.
Rude.
Alright. It says, I don't like the feel of that. Anything else you want to do in your turn? You can move around or.
I'm gonna move. A little bit closer, but I'm still gonna stay behind our big guy.
Your tank?
Yeah.
Okay. Furioso Montenegro, you're up.
I inform the mimic that his tongue makes him look disgusting and he is a poor excuse for a mimic.
Does he need to make a wisdom save?
He must make a wisdom save against such a cutting insult and such vicious mockery.
You're on the natural 16, so 17.
Ah, yes, well, I'm sure I'll go back and perfect my words later.
I happen to like the size of my tongue.
It's not the size, it's the color, you fool.
What are colors? I don't understand your weird language.
I'll just stay back here, out of trouble with my 9 hit points.
Stay back there with your monochromatic self. Puts up Bane the Wanderer.
Bane.
You hurt me.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat you. Keep staying right next to me. Om nom 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 nom. I'm gonna do it.
No, you're not. And I'm gonna use my great axe again.
Alright.
It's pretty good.
And it had like a tongue out, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to like slice through the tongue.
Alright.
Cut it in half.
Oh no.
18.
That'll hit.
Okay. And then...
And you have to add plus 2 damage to this because of your...
Oh, that's right. So it's 20.
Well, no. It's plus 2 damage to your damage.
Oh, yeah.
So, d12 plus 6.
So 12?
It is hanging on by a thread.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm still up. So my tongue's pretty hurt. It's like I ate a bunch of pineapple.
That sounds delicious.
You throw a little gnome in there and it's quite good.
That's disgusting.
Kira, it's your turn.
Bring us home, wizard. Bring us home.
Kill that fucker.
I'll cast my fireball.
Get it.
Roll an attack.
Three. Wait, is it plus...
Plus.
Which value was it? 5? So 8?
That misses.
Missed me,
now I get to eat some more Goliath.
Ryan?
Oh no. I'm coming for you.
Or scan.
AC 20.
For me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He deals you, ooh.
That's never good.
18 points.
Oh my goodness.
And so that goes down.
So it'd be 9 for you.
So I've got 1 left.
Ooh.
You got any healing spells, wizard?
I'm so close to finishing this meal. I can taste your life essence draining out of you.
I got the meal.
Mm-mm-mm.
Can heal?
Yeah.
He says, I may not win this fight, but I'm certainly going to take that Goliath down with me.
Well, you won't.
Not if you're also Montenegro, I didn't have to say about it.
I will give you one hell of an indigestion.
My insides are basically just acid. I could eat anything. Botswana, your turn.
Ready. I will... I wrote that down wrong. Chromatic orb is just... What is chromatic orb?
It's just a 3d8 of the type of your choice.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Oh, I forgot Ducey cast the first level spell.
What else I need?
Ooh. So did that gnome.
Are there layer effects?
Too late.
You sprout butterfly wings.
I what?
Sprout butterfly wings.
Can I fly now?
Yeah.
I cast a first level spell too.
Yep, I'm gonna get to you as well.
I cast a cantrip.
That doesn't count.
I'm about to cast a first level spell.
It comes
back to my turn.
All right, what you doing? Oh, I guess I gotta tell you what.
I was gonna say, what happened to me?
Here at Nomengard. Tiny, insubstantial motes of light circle you, shedding bright light in a 10-foot radius and dim light for an additional 10 feet.
Alright. All right. So I will cast Chromatic Orb.
Alright.
That'll
hit.
Yeah, 18.
That'll hit.
And so that's 3d8. There it is. 11.
How do you want to do this?
Yes!
Oh, what kind of damage was it?
Thunder again. Chromatic Orb can do thunder, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Bossolina takes her hands and goes, BOOM! And a wave of an orb of thunder.
Alright, an orb of thunder shoots out from her. He's like, oh no, I think this is gonna do it! And as the orb hits him, he explodes into 1,000 meaty, acidy pieces. Just like these little chunks of like, you know, Alien, the film, like the acid.
Yeah, okay.
It just kind of like sizzles into the floor.
That gross.
Okay.
And you see what looks to be like a half-digested gnome hand.
Any loot inside of the rest of the other?
I have to just gnome hand.
Is there a ring on the hand?
Yes, there's a ring on the hand.
Is there anything left of him that we can take it to to the bedroom?
Yeah.
Kind of proof. So yeah, I'm definitely going to take that.
All right, so you leap into action and start sweeping up these viscera.
I heal Bane.
All right.
Thank you.
For 10 points of damage.
Cool. Or 10 points of
power. Can I still fly?
Yeah.
Also, that was the first level spell.
That's like an hour.
Is there something interesting above me?
It's actually a pretty shitty place to fly. But at least you can, like, cross over the wet bridge without having to get dirty and you don't have to walk.
Okay.
And we're all able to see because I have motes of light surrounding me.
Yep. And so, and then what else is for your second wild effect? Nothing. You guessed the second spell too, didn't you?
It was a cantrip, though.
Okay. Oh, and you cast the first level spell.
Give me my effects!
Your skin turns blue.
Nice.
Vibrant blue.
Beautiful. Like blue man.
Could this be Mimic? Why does he have this interesting color?
You have butterfly wings.
Well, that might be normal.
No.
Alright, so you guys come... Yara's collected up all the grossness into like a glass bottle that just happened to be nearby.
Oh.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, like a bat. I guess like probably like a bit of a barrel or something.
Oh.
And so you walk back across the bridge, past the spinning blades, through the workshop, and Fibblestim says, "Hey, have you seen my book? Oh, hey,
what book?
Have you seen my book?"
What book?
My leather book that I kept there on my bench, the one you were eyeing earlier.
I don't remember a book. But we found the shapeshifter, good news.
Yeah, no, I was there when you caught... I found him, I think, but...
Well, but we took care of it. And we also... We gave you the idea to find him.
Well, if I had my book, I would have given it to you, but I can't, so I won't.
Well, you better find something else then, huh?
I've got to copy all my spells again.
But we better find something else to pay us, I mean...
Why don't you go talk to the king about that? He's his stuff.
Okay, let's go to the king.
Yes, let's go to both of them. There are two kings.
I believe that was a song. No, it was two princes.
Yeah.
The Spin Doctors. Mm-hmm. This is
one
the sequel.
King holding you hostage. Go ahead now.
All right, so you guys may go back to the throne room, and you knock on the door and say. Yeah, who's there?
So yeah, we found the mimic.
It's dead.
He's dead?
Dead.
Here's the remnants.
Yeah, he is. Look at it. All its grossness.
you hear a bunch of like stuff being shoved aside, a big iron bar being lifted. The door opens, just a crack. He says, "Let me see."
Yep, we dump viscera at his feet.
Oh, well, that's nasty! But I wasn't crazy.
No, I wasn't crazy. I mean, you're not crazy.
You weren't wrong. Let's be clear.
Let's not be.
You were not incorrect.
Too excited.
He goes over to where his husband sits, sitting. Both of them have crowns on. And he pours a little decanter of liquid in his husband's lap.
His lap?
Hmm? Well, he's sitting in a chair, but you don't see any ropes.
Oh, okay.
And then the husband's like, they're sitting there for like 2 days.
That does sound terrible.
Oh, my back. Oh, my back. I'm like 25 with no mirrors. It's like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Oh.
I mean, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Had a good rest.
So, there's the story about the dragon, and we kind of still need something.
Yeah. I am so happy to reward you. And Kerbos is like, "I kept you safe." He's like, "We're going to have a long talk about that.
Boundaries.
About boundaries." Yeah. But I love you, my overprotective husband. Now, go to bed. Go to bed. Sleep it off. He says, "Come on. Come with me. I'll take you to my treasury."
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope the treasury.
I wonder if there's a marriage counselor back in Phandalin.
He says, "Now, you all have done good work for Nomengard. Got me off of that chair."
Yep, that sounds like us.
He says, "Ibelstid." He says, "Your spell book. I wish to give it to these these adventurers." He's like, "I lost it." That's too bad. It's too bad. Well, until we find it, we can't give you anything else. I'm bullshit. I'm just messing with you. He didn't actually say that.
I kind of wish he had. That's what you get.
No, you rolled your sleight of hand check. You get to be your chaotic neutral self.
Chaotic neutral. To be bold.
Yeah, you never be off the line.
He says, "All right. So I got some stuff for you guys, since you got me out of that chair.
Woo-hoo.
For you, my wizard friend, since you're the only person here who can use it, Fibblestiff, give him your hat." "My hat?" "Yeah, give it to him. I love my hat. Not too bad, give it to him. Save me." Alright. You get a hat of wizardry.
Ooh. Whoa. Nice.
Thank you.
He says, "This one I think any of you could use. As soon as I can find it in this box," he opens up a box, he's like rummaging through all these powerful artifacts. Dragon Slayer Blade +5.
Well, damn.
Who would take that?
Here you go, a wand of pyrotechnics. Who wants this? Here, pass it around. You guys divvy it up amongst yourselves.
A what?
I don't really have use for a magic item.
He says, "Look, I really appreciate what you guys did. Don't hold it too hard against Corbaz. I mean, he's an overprotective prick, but he's my overprotective prick." He says, "Here's something else you guys can have. It's a clockwork amulet. We have like a dozen."
If you have a dozen, we are 5 adventurers. Can't we have one each?
You might need the other 11.
What?
4?
Gnome stuff, man. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I know. I get it.
Hey, are you perpetuating the harmful stereotype that all gnomes are lazy?
No. I mean, I've heard this rumor spread around town before.
Here's another one. You guys, this pole can expand to 10 feet. It's basically like something you use to build a tent with, but magical.
Yeah. Interesting.
That is certainly an item.
Can we just hold on to these?
Yeah, it's
basically a curiosity. Get creative with it.
Can I use magic
it.
Items?
Yeah.
Oh. What is it?
It's a pole that collapses.
You want it?
Sure.
Cool.
You never know when you might need it. He says, "Well, we here at Nomengard really appreciate all the help you give us, and hopefully these will help you against your dragon fight."
Thanks.
I hope so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, gnomes of Nomengard. Also, seek counseling.
This is interesting.
Yeah. I was seeing the wand wand.
I think it already passed, right? The pyrotechnic wand?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He says, and yeah, we'll watch out for that dragon. If it comes around these parts, we'll hide in our hole until it goes away.
Yeah, so keep those blades going.
Come by, after it leaves, send somebody out to Phandalin to let them know.
Absolutely, we will do that.
I believe him.
Yeah, roll me an insight check.
Ah, 17.
He seems to be on the level.
Alright, cool.
Well, Nomengard will never forget what you've done for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, come on back and see us anytime.
This is pretty good.
Nice.
You'll never be back.
Fair.
Oh, we'll be back.
So, with that, you guys take off to your next location, which we're not going to get to tonight, because you guys level up.
Whoa!
Yay!
Ding, 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 ding!
Level up.
Can I check that gnome's book that I stole?
Yeah, I'll give you a list of the spells.
For the items, we keep them. Like, do we distribute them?
Yeah, whoever wants them.
No.
Does anyone specifically want the wand of pyrotechnics?
No.
I'll take it. No one else is going to use it.
It seems like something you
and
have
to do. Does he keep the card, or does he just write in this thing?
Keeps the card.
Okay. And the clockwork amulet?
I've lost it already.
I thought that looked good.
One of you two should take the clockwork amulet.
You think so?
We can be one of the index cards.
That's fair.
Or you, because you make attack rolls, too.
I don't make his... All of mine are attacks.
Yeah.
One of you three
should take.
I have con saves, though. They only have attacks, so it should be one of you two.
Yeah.
Level up! Bing, 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 bong.
All right, so...
we're all level four now, right?
Do you like this one?
So, we don't need to record the leveling up process, so we'll just go.
Oh, oops.
Recorded that, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if nobody takes a